is for married women. Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married. I always use Ms. because with Ms., I usually don't offend people.
What do most American women in business prefer?
I believe that most American women prefer Ms.
Thank you, Gary.
Finissez la phrase. Vous allez entendre le début et vous devez terminer la phrase. Écoutez et finissez la phrase.
Some people use their first name in business, but others prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
They prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
Most American women prefer to be addressed as Ms. They prefer to be addressed as Ms.
Ms, c'est neutre.
In the past, people used to address all married women as Mrs.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation. Des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Mathieu a été l'heureux gagnant du gros lot à la loterie nationale de son pays. Il va raconter sa vie d'alors au journaliste Benjamin. Il évoquera aussi sa vie actuelle et exprimera des regrets. Écoutons l'ancien millionnaire et le journaliste. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux aux deux énoncés que vous allez entendre. 1. L'émotion avait rendu Mathieu fou. 2. Son logeur le priait de rester. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Mathieu se rappelle-t-il quand il a gagné à la loterie? 2. Comment Mathieu s'est-il senti après son gain? 3. Qu'est-ce qu'il a acheté avec l'argent gagné? Vous apprendrez enfin comment exprimer des actions au passé en écoutant des phrases au passé ou past simple en anglais. Écoutons l'ancien millionnaire et le journaliste.
When was it? I mean, when did you win the lottery?
It happened on Friday, the 13th, in 2003, I think. Perhaps it was in 2002 or in 2004, maybe.
How did you feel?
I felt crazy for days and days.
Crazy? Why would you feel crazy? Was it very emotional?
Yep, lots of emotion, lots of happiness, lots of everything.
Can you tell me why?
Because it was so sudden and so good.
So what was the first thing you did with the money?
I bought my own house, a big house. When I moved out, the landlord was begging me not to go.
What else did you buy?
Furniture, nice furniture.
What else?
I replaced my old car. I went and bought a big German car.
Merci. Did you buy a Mercedes?
No, it was a BMW, young man.
Where did you keep the money?
In my pocket, in my bag, at the bank. For once in my life, the bank manager was running after me instead of me running after him.
That sounds great. So what is the situation today?
Different, young man. But that is an old story.
Why?
At first, my life was great. Now, I have nothing but trouble. Trouble with the landlord, trouble with the bank, trouble with my friends.
Even with your friends?
Well, you know what they say. No money, no friends. Trust me, I know.
Nous avons entendu dans cet entretien Mathieu parler de sa vie passée et de ce qu'il vit à présent. L'énoncé 1 est faux. L'émotion a rendu Mathieu fou. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Son logeur l'a prié de rester. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Mathieu se rappelle-t-il quand il a gagné à la loterie? Non. 2. Combien de voitures a-t-il acheté? 1. 3. Qu'est-ce qu'il a acheté avec l'argent gagné? Une maison, des meubles et une voiture. Et si vous auriez gagné à la loterie, qu'est-ce que vous achèteriez avec l'argent gagné? Répétez ces phrases dites par Mathieu.
It's happening on Friday, the 13th. I replace my old car.
Répétez aussi. He called the bank manager. We listened to Matthew's story. Ces phrases expriment des actions passées au simple past avec des verbes réguliers. Benjamin aussi a posé ses questions en utilisant également le simple past. Répétez ces questions.
When did you win the lottery? How did you feel? What else did you buy?
Répétez aussi. Where did the students go? Why did the music stop? Comme Benjamin, nous avons utilisé dans ces questions did suivi du sujet et suivi de l'infinitif sans to. Nous connaissons maintenant l'histoire de Mathieu. Vous avez entendu vrai ou faux à des énoncés. Vous avez répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris à utiliser le simple past pour exprimer des actions passées et vous poser des questions. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Hello, hello, I'm your English host, je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait, retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. Et les week-ends sur Ondes Courtes, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h PM. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English USA sur VOA Afrique. Aujourd'hui, nous serons en compagnie de Martin Lerner et de son fils Alan. Ils veulent acheter des chaussures et une chemise dans une boutique de vêtements pour hommes, a men's store. Vous apprendrez à décrire ce que vous voulez acheter. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph.
Hi, Dad. What are you doing?
Waiting for your mother and Sue.
When are they coming?
At 2:00.
You're early. Come with me.
Where?
I want to buy a pair of shoes.
Where are we going?
Right here.
What kind of shoes do you want?
I need dress shoes.
I like these shoes. Do you like this kind?
No, they're for old men.
May I help you?
I want to look at some shoes.
What color?
Black.
Do young men wear black shoes?
Sometimes.
What kind of shoes do you want? Casual shoes?
I want dress shoes, but a little casual.
He doesn't want old men's shoes.
I see. Do you like these? We have them in brown and black.
They're okay.
Let's try them for size. What size do you wear?
Size 11.
Your foot looks bigger than size 11. I'm going to bring a pair of 11.5 too. Please sit down.
Do you like these?
They look too casual.
Let's try these.
Okay.
How do they feel?
They're too small. Do you have a bigger size?
Yes, I brought a pair. Try these.
That's good. It feels good. It's just right. What size is that?
Size 12.
Size 12? Let's try something else.
Tell me what you like.
I want black shoes. I want a dress shoe to wear at night.
A little casual.
Yes, a little casual. But I don't want a heavy shoe.
This one?
No, it's too big. It looks big.
Size 12 is a big shoe.
I know, but this one looks big.
You want dress shoes that are black, a little casual, but not big and heavy.
Yes, that's right.
Do you like this shoe?
It's green.
I have black ones.
Okay, let me try that one.
Vous avez déjà appris certains mots dont on se sert pour décrire des vêtements, par exemple big, black. Notez aussi que pour les chaussures, par exemple, size 11, taille 11. I want size 11 shoes. Je veux des chaussures taille 11.
I want black shoes. I want dress shoes. I want size 11 shoes. I don't want size 12 shoes. I don't want heavy shoes. I don't want big shoes.
Répondez maintenant aux questions de Martin Lerner. Commencez par I want. Par exemple, I want shoes. Or, bien, I want black shoes. Donc, vous répondrez à ces questions. Il vous demandera, par exemple, what color of shoes do you want? Vous voulez des chaussures de quelle couleur? À ce moment-là, vous répondez « I want black shoes » ou « I want brown shoes », etc. Allez-y.
What color of shoes do you want? What kind of shoes do you want? What size shoes do you want?
Répondez aux questions qui vont suivre en disant ce que vous ne voulez pas. I don't want. Pour ce que vous voulez, rappelez-vous, I want. Pour ce que vous ne voulez pas, I don't want. Je vais vous demander, do you want casual shoes? Voulez-vous des chaussures décontractées ou plutôt ordinaires? Do you want casual shoes? À vous de répondre, I don't want casual shoes. I want dress shoes. Je ne veux pas des chaussures décontractées ou ordinaires, je veux des chaussures habillées. I want dress shoes. À votre tour.
Do you want casual shoes? Do you want heavy shoes?
May I help you?
I'm looking for a shirt.
What kind of shirt? A sports shirt or a dress shirt?
A casual shirt.
You're very tall. What size do you wear?
I wear a large size.
Look at these. Do you like these colors?
Exerçons-nous en faisant des courses dans un shopping mall aux États-Unis. On va aller dans un magasin de vêtements masculins, a men's store, tout d'abord. On ira bien sûr tout à l'heure dans un magasin de vêtements féminins, a woman's store, et dans un magasin de chaussures, a shoe store. La personne qui travaille dans le magasin vous demandera, May I help you? May I help you? Puis-je vous aider? Vous êtes dans un magasin de chaussures, donc vous allez dire I want some shoes. Ou bien I need some shoes. J'ai besoin d'une paire de chaussures. L'assistant vous demandera sûrement What size shoe do you wear? Vous chaussez du combien? What size shoe do you wear? Vous chaussez du combien? Vous répondrez I wear size 10. Bien, I wear size 11. ou bien I wear size 12. And that's it for lesson number 48 of English USA. You're now ready to go shopping. Vous êtes prêts maintenant pour aller faire vos achats de vêtements ou de chaussures dans un shopping mall ici aux États-Unis. Practice hard, alone or with friends and family. Exercez-vous, même tout seul ou en famille et avec des amis. Until next time, goodbye. Welcome to Anglais Télé, bienvenue à Anglais Télé, votre émission pour pratiquer l'anglais. This is where you learn how to practice English. My name is Michelle Joseph.
And I am Roger Muntu.
And we have two guests with us today.
Hi everybody, I'm Eva Pekenaro.
And?
Hi, I'm Yubin Kim.
And we're very happy to welcome our guest also in DRC, Portland, Maine. We're discussing about, and Mali, sorry.
That's right. There's a lot of people in Mali.
We have to.
Yes.
Not, we must not forget our
That's
listeners.
Right. Okay. That's right. That's correct.
So we're going to continue with to have.
Mm-hmm. Part two.
Part two, yeah. Which basically, there are challenges with to have because, especially with the contractions.
Right.
When we're using she, he, or it, has, when we do the contraction it's or he's or she's, yeah. It can be confused with is. She's very pretty or she's got a lot of work to do. He's, so the he has and she has, or he is or she is, mm-hmm. When that contraction happens, sometimes it's difficult to find out.
Yes.
What is this exactly?
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of an example that you could use in that context? Maybe Roger can help
you. Yeah, I have an example here. This is what Michelle is trying to say. Third person of singular of the verb to be is he is or she is. You contract that, you're going to be his. He's sick.
Yes.
He's hungry. He's French. She is American. She's, no, she is.
It's.
Contraction, she is. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it is. He in America, if you say, oh, it is funny, they know you're not American.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
That's it.
It's going to sound bizarre.
They know you're not American, yeah. If you say, oh, it is cool, they know you're not American. Because okay. Americans say, it's cool. It's funny. It's, they contract a lot. So this is the verb to be. Let's come back to the verb to have, the one Michelle was saying. There's also a third person in to have, which is he has, she has, or it has. That also has a contraction that also he's, right? You can also put that contraction.
Yeah, so he's got.
He's got. So the only difference here, if I should add to what Michelle was saying, the how would you know is because the one with the verb to have has to be followed by a verb.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you say, it's cool, cool is not a verb, so that's fine.
Okay.
We know that's to be. But in to have, you say, he's got to leave tonight. He's got to leave tonight. To leave as a verb.
Yes.
So we know that's got it's
he's
dead.
Has.
Right?
He has.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I got it.
You got it?
Oh, she got
Did you get it.
Hello, hello. I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours.
et les week-ends sur ondes courtes le samedi.